He will ambush the enemy. I can hear the sound of the Lion of Judah.
Hello, Agape Church and friends. Welcome into the Building Up Podcast. This is episode number 153. Today, we're taking 5 minutes in the book of Acts. We're going to focus in on Acts chapter 5, verse 14 through 16. And more than ever, believers were added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women, so that they even carried out the sick into the streets and laid them on cots and mats, that as Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on some of them. The people also gathered from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those afflicted with unclean spirits, and they were all healed. What an amazing time. What an amazing time in the history of the church. The power of the Spirit is so evident in these passages. So it might have been a little surprising to our church here at Agape when I was preaching through this section of the book of Acts. And when I said that I don't think we should compare our church to the early church. Now, there was a whole lot of context in that statement or around that statement. And if you're interested in part of our church, I hope you'll go back and listen to that message, Acts of the Early Church, Part 8, called What It Will Take. But I had someone ask me later, are you saying that the early church is not an example for us, that we should not strive to be like the early church? And that isn't what I meant by that statement. I did clarify in the message that I actually think we should follow after the pattern of the early church. But that's the key for me. I believe that our focus should be looking at the early church as an example of how they loved Jesus and how they loved one another and how they sought to be a bold witness for Christ. And what Jesus does with our church today, what the Spirit of God does through us, must be left up to God because it truly is His decision. Now, I am what big theological word we would call a continuationist. I still believe in all of the gifts of the Spirit for today as the Lord wills them. I believe that I'm just not convinced that the scriptures say that the Lord intentionally withholds any of the gifts, although I recognize it's completely up to Him in any local church to decide which gifts the church should have. Paul teaches that the Spirit of God gives spiritual gifts as He wills. I believe the Lord still does miracles and healings and deliverance from unclean spirits, but also believe the Spirit of God acts in ways that are just as powerful, but also sometimes quiet. The healing of a marriage is a miracle, and it is part of the power of the Spirit of God. The breaking of an addiction is a work of the Spirit. Those are powerful things that we shouldn't normalize. And what I believe we should do as a church is look at this early church and say, okay, well, how did they conduct themselves? And what we see is, well, they were devoted to the apostles' teaching. They wanted to know what Jesus was saying through the apostles. And so we can do that today through the study of the Holy Scriptures together as a church. They were devoted to being together in prayer, which is a critical thing for us to do in the local church today. Devoted to prayer, devoted to being together in worship, like the meal, the Holy Communion, the Eucharist meal. They were devoted to the participation, the koinonia of the church, where they were participating together in the life of Christ and His mission, being a bold witness for Jesus and praying for more boldness when they faced opposition. And I believe that is the pattern for us. That's what we should look at, is the pattern of behaviors that we see in the local church in Acts. And we should try to do those same patterns or see those same patterns of behavior exist in our church today. And then we trust the Spirit. Yeah, we ask for miracles, but we also know there's a variety of different kinds of miracles. We ask for power, but we know there's a variety of different ways in which power is worked in and through our church. So we don't compare ourselves by saying, well, look at the type of work the Spirit was doing in that day, and then compare it to our church and say, well, the Spirit isn't as active, or the Spirit isn't working as powerfully. No, we trust that the Spirit of God will do what He chooses to do in our local church, and it will be powerful. It will be amazing. We focus on the pattern of behaviors, and we trust the Spirit to work through us and in us, because He will if we're devoted to Jesus, if we're loving each other, and if we're seeking to be a bold witness. So church, let's do that together. Until next time, grace and peace to your family.
Thank you for listening to the Building Up Podcast, a ministry of Agape Church in Pinson, Alabama. For more information on our church, please visit us online at agapepinson.com. It's not brought me